This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, campers. It's time for Inflammatory Bowel Disease on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, everybody.
That's a heck of a way to open the show.
How you like that? How's that for opening the show right down into the gut? Ooh, a gut punch. Welcome. Yes, the RSB show is on. Super Don is here. We got a great couple of hours in store for you, in fact. Dr. Julian Whitaker from the Sacred Fire of Liberty. After he got his award, we were able to get a segment in with him, so look out, Dr. Julian Whitaker. Pleased to welcome back in a little while Dr. Daniel Newsom, along with Paul Barricaro. We've got some cool stuff on tap, from detoxification to hydrogen-rich water. What does that even mean? We're going to get to it. But, I wasn't kidding when I opened with inflammatory bowel diseases, because it is such a rampant, what would I say? It's like in everybody, just about. And as I've said in Unlock the Power to Heal, Super Don, you've heard me a lot of times write this and speak it. The road to colostomy bags is paved with what? Do you remember the answer to that? The road to colostomy bags. Do.
Antibiotics?
It's paved with antibiotics and... and vitamin P. What is vitamin P?
Persimmons.
Not persimmons. No, okay. That would be the opposite direction.
Pharmaceutical drugs.
Well, yes, duh. But which one?
Pills.
Oh, good Lord. Prednisone.
Hey, I was right on all of those.
Yes, you were. He's grabbing for the umbrella. Super Don is smart. No, don't let him kid you. Inflammatory bowel disease drugs are in the news here. We've got a great article that I want to highlight, spotlight for you at Natural News, and you can link it up through robertscottbell.com. And, you know, it isn't only that, but there are a lot of chemotherapy-type drugs, immunosuppressant drugs, that are designed to what? Reduce inflammation, stop inflammation, because what are we dealing with? Inflammatory bowel diseases. These are diseases that include umbrellas that are underneath this umbrella, this inflammatory bowel disease. You could throw in candida. You could throw in diverticulitis, colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel syndrome, or irritable bowel disease, as they call it, inflammatory irritable bowel. Diverticulitis, colitis, Crohn's. I mean, we go through this so much, and yet the same things are thrown at it as if that inflammation in the gut is a result of a deficiency of these antibiotics and prednisone and other things. Now, there's another class of drugs. I'm not super familiar with them, Super Don, because I don't tend to, you know, operate within the drug realm. Certain ones that rise to the top and become obvious, or that I have had the experience of utilizing in my young, getting older life, I can talk about more explicitly. But this class of drugs used to treat IBD absolutely now is being linked to what? Increasing the risk for leukemia, blood cancers, by a factor of 700% increase.
It's just a small side effect.
Oops. Yeah. On the way to cutting your intestines out, because we know inevitably that's where it's going to go after the drugs fail or stop working, we've found another drug that is so awesome, so amazing in reducing inflammation, that it will give you a blood cancer.
Yay!
I know. Isn't this crazy? This is the kind of stuff we're dealing with, and people wonder why I'm a homeopath. Researchers they conducted this at the University Hospital of Nancy Brabois in France, published in the journal Clinical Gastroenterology and Hepatology. Hepatology has to do with what, Super Don?
Blood.
The liver. And, yeah, blood, too,
well,
of course.
The liver needs blood.
Hepatic, so. Pores,
right,
yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously it's going to be connected. But the drugs studied are known as...
You are just really getting me today, huh? I need more coffee.
You know, I think it's like... yesterday I was all apologetic. Today I'm piling on Super Don just because I can.
All right.
Because
I love it. 1 + 1 =
The vitamin L guy is just throwing a little bit of tough love at Super Don. No reason, just a little bit of ordering. The drug study known as theopurines or thiopurines, depending on whether you're from England or America, I suppose, are intended to provide symptomatic relief and reduce flare-ups by reducing inflammation. At least they're honest about it. It's like, we're not here to cure you. We're going to give you some symptomatic relief, and we'll give you that relief until you get leukemia. Oh, man, this is a sick joke, isn't it?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's interesting because from the very beginning when I started working with you, the thing that always fascinated me was the side effects of things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
As soon as we would start talking about something, it was like, okay, let me go check and see what the side effects of this are.
Right.
So I can sit here and poke fun at it. And so I looked into these thiopurines. There's one particular drug that falls into this category. It's like imuran or imuran or something.
Yeah, imuran. They're hematologic and gastrointestinal.
So the serious toxic side effects are hematologic and gastrointestinal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just rife with just all of these side effects that you need to be careful with.
But listen, Super Don, do you have a problem if I prescribe to you a drug that has a very serious and significant risk of secondary infection and malignancy? You wouldn't have a problem with that, would you?
Not at all. Not at all. That's why every day I have my cup of coffee and I have I pop one of my what's that one that we used to play all the time, where it goes into the list of side effects and, oh, by the way, it can give you blood infection, lymphoma.
I think it was like an autoimmune drug.
For rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah, it was an RA drug. That's right. The frequency and severity of adverse reactions to these theopurines or thiopurines depend on the dose and duration of this so-called imuran, as well as on the patient's underlying disease or concomitant therapies, and the incidence of hematologic, that's blood toxicities, and neoplasia encountered in groups of renal homograft recipients is significantly higher than that in studies employing imuran for rheumatoid arthritis. So basically, they're repurposing an RA drug.
If we're going to train, yeah, and they do that all the time.
Yeah.
They do that all the time. It's always like, well, it really sucks. It can kill you if you take it for this, but it's good for this, too.
Absolutely incredible. And, of course, when we look at this, it's not to downplay the discomfort and danger of long-term bowel inflammation or inflammatory conditions. That's not at all why we are pointing this out, and I guess in some way making light of it, but not really, really pointing it out so that you don't go down this road, is why is it so difficult for the drug industry to develop a drug to actually heal something or cure something? Could it be that adding toxic poison and immunosuppressant and inflammatory reducing medicines are actually creating 10 other diseases, some so severe you could die from them? And that is the acknowledgement that we have here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And why, you know, we were aligned with naturalnews.com, naturalnewsradio.com, of course, because we talk about these things that the regular media can't come out and say, even though they'll acknowledge a side effect. It's sort of like, well, don't really look at it and pay attention because it's a side effect, which is why they call it a side effect, right? It's wordplay. It's Madison Avenue PR relations, public relations firms that come up with this idea to call it a side effect because if it's on the side, you don't really pay attention.
And in my opinion, really, the side effect is the direct effect. The fact that it actually, oh, look, it just happens to also reduce these symptoms. Those are the actual side effects.
Yeah, exactly. Here, right? We have a drug here that causes death, but it's an interesting side effect. It also reduces inflammation of the bowel.
It gives you diarrhea, you know, and all these other things.
Wait, now it's a drug for constipation. Look at that. The side effect is diarrhea.
There you go.
We can stop constipation. So what can we do? In this article, thankfully, alternative treatments, which they call it, I mean, I think the alternative that you don't want is the drug that they claim to be the main treatment that you can use are obviously a lot safer. some of which the American Gastroenterological Association that publishes this clinical gastroenterology and hepatology journal, they acknowledge that eating certain foods and avoiding others might help reduce the severity of these symptoms, these IBD flare-ups. So good on them for at least acknowledging that, but at the same time, it's a side thing. Don't pay attention to the food. That's on the side. It's a side plate, right? MyPlate.gov, it's that little side plate on the side they don't want you to really pay attention to.
What's the green one? Just a little, right? Little green section there.
Yeah. So they found that intake of vitamin B6 in IBD patients was associated with less frequent and less severe disease symptoms. So, whoa, one of the B vitamins. I wonder if they're talking about synthetic B or food-grown, whole foods B6. Also, vitamin D. They show that as a promising way to prevent and treat IBD, perhaps because of its effect in regulating the immune system, because we know that Crohn's disease is also suspected of being an autoimmune disorder. And then there's even one study that they list here, which is interesting, and it's from the it's published in the American Journal of Gastroenterology back in 2008, found that even hypnosis could reduce inflammation associated with ulcerative colitis. But we know more. We don't have to hypnotize your gut and your bowel. Why are you swinging that thing near my bottom? You know, it's not going to fall for that trick, right? You are getting very sleepy. Who are you talking to? Uranus, the planet Uranus. It's not paying attention. Yeah, the hypnosis is not working down there, super dumb. Sorry, I had to go there. I just had to. Hypnotizing your rectum, I don't recommend it as a long-term solution.
Oh, man,
just
this segment has gone places where it should not have gone.
No, what I want you to do is pick up a copy of Unlock the Power to Heal, where we don't hypnotize anybody.
Rectum? How do you hypnotize somebody's rectum?
I just think that the rectal cranial inversion that you find in gastroenterologists, perhaps they were able to find a way to do it. I can't claim it because I've never tried it. I don't think I want to. But I will say that if you read Unlock the Power to Heal, we reveal in great detail the way to address all of these inflammatory bowel conditions from the mouth to your planet Uranus. You get my drift here. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. That is to take the bioactive silver hydrosol, 1 to 2 tablespoons, mix it with the same amount or more of the aloe vera juice that we get from Stockton Aloe 1, A-L-O-E-1, the number 1.com. And it's that simple. And in this way, 3 times a day, you drive a substance down there that will not corrupt, will not intoxicate, will not poison you, will only have side benefits, and it will downregulate the inflamed cells, it will upregulate the healing and regeneration of healthy new tissue, and bingo, bango, bongo, no more IBD or friends, no leukemia as a side effect. Thank you very much. With that, we're going to go to a pioneer in medicine, natural medicine. He's medical doctor Julian Whitaker, and we got him at the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala with Jonathan Emord. So that's going to be really cool. Stick around for that and a whole lot more on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including Dr. Newsom and Paul Barrettiero. Back after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Taste like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're at the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Thanks to Jonathan Emord, and we've got a great list of award recipients today. We're going to talk with Dr. Julian Whitaker, one of my heroes and a hero for many millions around the world. Dr. Whitaker, thank you for all that you do and have done. I appreciate you so very much.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
Well, like I said, I am honored. You were just an award recipient here, and the lives you saved, for the things you've written about, your outspokenness about the dangers of the medical profession, God bless you, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. I actually have done a lot of work with Jonathan Emord, who is sponsoring this program,
mm-hmm.
and I sat in the Supreme Court where he argued Searson and Shalala, and I was an add-on plaintiff in that event. The other thing I did, you know, from that point of view, is that I went to Washington with one of my books, Reversing Heart Disease, and I altered the cover to say this material has neither been investigated or approved by the FDA. And I sold it publicly from the steps of the Supreme Court. Jonathan went nuts with that because he thought I was putting myself in jeopardy.
Right.
But I got away with it. But the one thing I want to concentrate now, because we have such little time, rather than talk about the politics of medicine, because we talk about that ad infinitum, I want to offer three highly successful and useful therapies that patients, that your listeners must remember and will be able to use to improve their health and improve the health of their friends and family.
Okay, Dr. Werder, go ahead.
Right. The first one is, I see a lot of wounds in patients who have diabetes. Mm-hmm. And these wounds are ulcerative, they're growing, and they don't really have a cure. They wind up as amputations, and in the hospital's bed sores kill hundreds of thousands. I learned from Dr. Knudsen that if you wrap these wounds in sugar,
mm-hmm,
that the sugar will dissolve in the wound, it will become the great salt lake to the bacteria, it kills them all, and you can just leave it wrapped as long as you can, and it will heal.
Are we talking refined GMO beet sugar?
It does not matter.
Wild.
You know, you can use a little sugar mm-hmm, place things in the restaurant.
Right.
Now, the mechanism is it creates this great salt lake atmosphere of the osmotic power.
Mm-hmm.
Dehydrates all the wound.
Bacterial cells, too?
Yeah, it kills all the bacterial cells.
Okay, all right.
And it was done first by Dr. Knudsen down in Mississippi as an orthopedic surgeon,
mm-hmm,
and he got the idea from his nurse who said, see all these 50 patients in there with wounds? Well, my father used to throw sugar on wounds of cattle that had been caught in barbed wire.
Wow.
And he'd do that every day for 2 or 3 weeks, and it all healed.
Well, we've heard of that with honey, but now
same
straight
thing.
Sugar.
It's exactly the same
concept.
Thing.
Well, yep. Number two, we got real
right,
quick here.
Great. Number two,
mm-hmm,
alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of treatments for alcoholism, but Roger Williams, the scientist, discovered that if you take rats and feed them a diet, but you take away all of their micronutrients, every rat in the population will become alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a book called Nutrition Against Alcoholism, and I have been using, and others have been using, simply giving whole large amounts of vitamins and minerals, not only to alcoholics, but for people who even have an alcohol problem.
A tendency. I agree. I've seen that in my practice as well, doctor. That's fantastic.
It takes away the craving.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing I want to talk about is diabetes and the need to take vitamins and minerals. Now, there's a lot said about natural ways to lower blood sugar,
mm-hmm,
but still, diabetes is a major cause of diabetic retinopathy. It causes all of the wounds in the legs. It causes deterioration up and down. And the reason for that is that the word diabetes, as you may know or may not know, is defined as excessive urination.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Great. You know that. That's fantastic.
I'm a crazy, humble homeopath.
And so we work a lot on nutrients to lower the blood sugar.
Right.
But you need to consistently give diabetic patients
mm-hmm,
a widespread, particularly of the water-soluble nutrients, because of the diuretic characteristics
yes,
of the disease. It simply carries all of the nutrients out, and then they're left to have a lot of problems.
Dr. Julian Whitaker, where can we find out more about you?
Go to drwhitaker.com.
Mm-hmm.
The information on the alcoholism,
mm-hmm,
and the information on the diabetes.
And the wounds as well.
Dr.
Whitaker, I am honored to have you here, and congratulations on your award recipient from Jonathan E. Morton, The Sacred Fire Continues.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Sir.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
How cool it was to have Dr. Julian Whitaker, a legend as far as a guy in medicine, what he's done over the years. I just humbled as all get out just to hang out with that guy. So we got more interviews coming up from the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Stick around for that. Also, Dr. Daniel Newsom will be joining us. We hope to hear from our good buddy Paul Bertero. Really, breakthroughs in understanding why what I talk about, robertswater.com, the Echo Water, so cool. And we're going to get into some more of the science with Dr. Newsom as well as other things for detox, inflammation reduction, and, of course, releasing the energy from within so that you have it and never run out. Now, speaking of running out, to the hospital in particular, in the Midwest, of course, the story is all about the enterovirus. And there's a story here out of Cincinnati. Hospital sets patient record as virus spreads. Now, what's interesting about the story is not that there are loads of people and they've set a record of kids being admitted. They said 540 patients last Friday. The previous record was around 515. What is interesting here is that there have been no confirmed cases of the enterovirus at the Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center.
Hmm.
Now, does that strike you as odd, considering they've been all saying, it's the enterovirus, it's the enterovirus, it's the, and they have a world record day, 540 patients admitted, and no confirmed cases?
Yeah. I don't even know what to say to that.
Put that in your virologist hat and smoke it, is what I got
to
say.
So it could be anything.
Yeah, exactly. So what this means is it's the same thing as, what was that Talking Heads song where they said, same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was. That was my David Byrne impression. Yeah, you know the one. What we're seeing here is the same thing we've said about Ebola, the same thing we've said about H1N1, oh no. The fact of the matter is, in very rare cases, do they ever validate the presence of one particular viral strain in adequate quantities to be called the cause of the so-called infection. What we are dealing with here, my friends, is something that we know on the Robert Scott Bell Show that they don't know at the CDC, or they do, but they don't want to let you know. The toxicologists at CDC know. We're dealing with a toxicological assault, a burden that is expressing itself as a viral illness, as they like to say. Yet there's not one particular virus, although they might do polymerase chain reaction, PCR, and say, aha, I think we found it again. But in this case, at least thus far in Cincinnati, with a record 540 patients on Friday, not one confirmed case of the so-called suspect virus. What does it say? What we were positing yesterday with Dr. Batar on Advanced Medicine. How many of these kids had just been caught up to date on their back-to-school vaccinations? You follow me here? You assault these children year after year after year, generation after generation, and we're going to see more explosive so-called epidemics that they're going to blame on a virus that only we here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and very few other sources are going to acknowledge is more assault from the Uranuses at modern medicine. Did I say it politely enough?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're concerned about this, drink plenty of fluids. I will agree with them there. Yes, stay hydrated. But utilize silver hydrosol to neutralize viral particles and to stop the explosive, let's say, escape hatch. Normalize function by increasing selenium levels in the body. Homeopathic medicine that address viral diseases or symptoms, whether they be respiratory or gastrointestinal. And stay away from toxic injections. And you know what those are. V for vendetta. No, V for vaccines in this case. The vendetta one day may be on the people who continue to foist this illusion that vaccines are good for you, that will actually strengthen your immune system when in fact they destroy it. And now we're seeing the end results of it, I believe, with this so-called viral outbreak in the Midwest. Did I leave anything out? That was my update. I wanted to do a brief update.
No, it's a good update, and I'm sure we're going to hear more about it because they keep, you know, doing, oh, it's the tip of the iceberg. Oh, it's the next pandemic. It's all the sky is falling. So
Yeah, I got your tip of the iceberg. All right, let's see. Where do we want to go? Go back to robertscottbell.com, and we will find their comments, questions of the day. And we have one or two at least at this moment. And one is actually on the vaccine issue. Let me do that real quick from Brandon. He says, buying all natural or organic pasture grazing grass-fed local beef that has been vaccinated. Is it a problem or not? No, all natural or organic ranchers have an official statement on vaccinating cows. All I know is my local neighbor who basically raises all natural hay-fed cows admitted to vaccinating them, probably against hand-foot-mouth disease, I'd guess. What do you think? Well, Brandon, it's true. It is a great concern. If you're truly a biodynamic, organic kind of you do animal husbandry for, if you're raising animals for food or whatever, you're not going to vaccinate them. In fact, you're going to use homeopathic medicine, Nozodes, for instance, to sensitize the animal's immune system against any particular disease. You're also going to use silver. You're going to use natural substances that these animals know and can utilize safely and well to counteract. If you have to resort to an antibiotic, they have to pull this herd. If it's a dairy herd, a cow, they have to pull it out of production for X number of months or whatever until they are recovered, and then they can bring them back in. But in terms of a vaccination in the lifespan of this cow, primarily it's going to be caught up within perhaps the liver, perhaps the brain and nervous system. So I would advise staying away from more or less neurological tissue in animals for many reasons, including heavy metal accumulation. But I don't have an overt concern that if an animal is really pasture-fed and grass-fed and grass-finished, that if they received a vaccine sometime in their life, that it would have a significant impact if you ate the muscle meat, so to speak, of that. The organs are the first that tend to accumulate, so there is some risk there. But I don't have any definitive, quote-unquote, science to support what I'm saying. This is my opinion, and I think it's right. But I'm not overly concerned. Yes, I would rather have them not be vaccinated and be treated fully with homeopathy and herbs and silver and things like that. So hopefully that's helpful, Brandon, to you. But great question. I love that our listeners are paying attention to really brass tack details on raising clean and healthy food. We have the ability to deal with some things, just not injecting these things into us. Eating them through the GI tract, keeping the GI tract intact, makes all the difference in the world. Am I making myself clear?
Crystal.
Okay. All right. Crystal clear. That's a good sign. So we now have Steve writing in. Hello again, Robert. I'm the same Steve who wrote you about a month ago when you answered my multifaceted questions about cancer prevention with Dr. Bitar last month. First of all, thanks to you both for providing such great information in response to my question. I've re-listened to that show about 6 or 7 times now and have been digesting the information for the past month and have gotten a great deal of value out of it. I'm just glad he's not got indigestion from listening so many times. That's good news here.
Wow, 6 or 7 times.
That's yeah. Cool. Steve says brevity is not as a strong point, and I can agree with him because we got so many paragraphs here. I could do 2 hours on his comment. I don't even know how are we going to navigate this, Superdon?
I don't know. It's quite a long letter, isn't it?
Right. I'm going to try and pick out some interesting points. There are many here. He was praising Dr. Bitar. Here's one. He stumbled across an article by Dr. Richard Schultz that it said, I've always said that long before anyone develops cancer or any serious degenerative disease, they're sick and constipated. Their sick and constipated liver stopped filtering all of the toxic carcinogenic chemicals out of their blood, which ended up causing their cells to mutate and cause their cancer disease. The bottom line, before any major disease begins in your body, your liver was sick first.
Where have we heard that before?
Dude, that is the wisdom of wisdom. That's why Dr. Right. Schultz is absolutely right. That's the basis for everything we do here. Right. Recognizing that long before you have any disease manifest, your liver is congested, overrun, overwhelmed, depleted, and dysfunctional. And at that point, all bets are off, which means all disease becomes possible and or likely. Your body may go one way, your neighbor's body will go the other, but the same source point, the liver, has been overwhelmed. So he said after he read that, he had a major aha moment. And, of course, I want everybody to have that aha moment. And that's the point where we talked about cancer, breaking them into the categories of nutritional deficiency and toxicological proficiency or overload. And so you see how basic this stuff is? We I don't even say boil it down, but that's just a phrase that's been used. We really take it and go back to the basics for anybody to understand. That's why people are digging Unlock the Power to Heal, the book, as well as Dr. Bitar's 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. We come back to the basics, toxicity, deficiency. And although there are thousands of ways to address deficiencies and toxicities, and Steve knows that, he references it in his letter, he loved the point that you also don't want to overburden and stress yourself out trying to live an unobtainable health protocol. You know, I think that was like the orthorexic joke in me, where we talk about orthorexia and we make fun of it. It's true. I acknowledge that there are people that are so obsessed with cleanliness. It's like one end of the spectrum. On one end, you have Howard Hughes, right? Remember Howard Hughes, Super Don?
I do.
What was he? He was a germaphobe, was he not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he was so isolated and afraid he would catch a germ from somebody and that he became a recluse. And, of course, that's the extremes of the germ theory. The positive of the germ theory is that you wash your hands after you cut on a cadaver and before you deliver a baby. That makes sense. We don't want to spread germs into, you know, areas of the body that have been opened unnaturally in terms of surgery or where there is open cavities in terms of the birth canal during childbirth. So there's some basics that we don't throw that out, that concept out. But then the other opposite concern is a true orthorexia, at least by definition, where there's an obsessive fear of anything that is not the purest of pure. And you know, Brandon's question kind of hints at that. Is like, my gosh, if we now have to say we can't eat an animal, if let's just say we're not vegetarian, if we can't eat an animal because it's been vaccinated, even though it's been raised on grass, eating grass the whole time, then we're in trouble. There's nothing we can do because there is nothing on this planet anymore that is that pure. So we have extreme limitations to the purity at which we can go. So at some point, you have to pray it away. And I don't mean this as a crutch, because if you eat GMO, chemical, pesticide-laden foods and think you can pray that away, that's not responsible. That's irresponsible, in my opinion. But if you're eating organically, as clean as possible, trying to do the best you can within your abilities, and then you say, please help me to deal with, while you're at the same time strengthening through homeopathy and supplementation, the things you know that are going to be challenged because the food is not as pure as it once was. Again, now you're being responsible, but you are acknowledging there's nothing you can do to be as pure as we would like things to be. So in the end here, Steve puts a great analogy, and I have no time to read it to you, but I'll encourage you to go ahead and read the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. We've gone ahead and published his entire question, comment, because it's so long, but there's really great stuff, a great analogy related to, I believe it was weeds in the grass, taking care of your lawn. So you guys read it. Let me know what you think. We'll post it to the social networks, and we'll carry on. But we got to take a break now. We have a major moment of duck coming up. All you couch potatoes, give a listen to this one. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, next hour we got Dr. Newsom. He's back on track. We've got that Paul Bertero scheduled as well. Hey, Super Don, I neglected to cover one very important part of the question comment from Steve, that long thing. You guys can read it, but I'm going to bring it up now.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I know. It's an uh-oh for you.
I can tell.
Because remember when I read, he said he had that aha moment about liver stuff?
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I am now showing my liver more love, even more love than before, because he was starting to get it. And guess what? He says his new best friend happens to be Super Don's arch nemesis. You guessed it. Coffee enemas.
My arch nemesis.
Super Don has an arch nemesis.
It's like every listener of this show now is like clued in on the whole coffee enema thing.
But but I figured it out because we covered IBD story earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
And I now know how to make coffee enemas not your arch nemesis, Super Don, but your best friend. It's called rectal hypnosis.
The rectal hypnosis.
You're getting very sleepy. You want a coffee enema.
I want you to focus your brown eye on the pendulum.
We better move on. We better move on quickly. there's a story here, and again, this is sometimes you're amazed by the studies that people pay for, i.e. the American taxpayer. And it's incredible, but we figured something out because we've covered stories about prolonged sitting. And that leads us to today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, your moment of doubt is brought to you by... get off your tushy, stand up and walk! Yes, that's right. Somebody paid for this. There's science now that has proven that if you are suffering from prolonged sitting, which can create a lot of problems, that they figured out the solution. It's standing up.
Stand up.
What? I thought it would be sitting down even longer. Who comes up with this stuff?
This has to be one of the better moments of doubt that we've had in a long time because, I mean, honestly, the solution to reverse the damage from sitting too long is standing up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Researchers at Indiana University looked at 11 non-obese healthy men ages 20 to 35 who sat for 3 hours without moving their legs. They used a blood pressure cuff and ultrasound technology to measure femoral artery function at the beginning of the study and again at 1, 2, and 3 hour marks. And they found at 3 hour marks, function was decreased by as much as 50%. I mean, this is huge. That's why, again, I always, if I'm sitting, I'm going to get up every 15 minutes, maybe even every 10. It's a good plan to do. It's just that we didn't know it would take who knows how many millions of dollars to figure it out. I think I could have.
Stand up.
Let's ask our kids. You know, I'd say, Ari, hey, what do you think the solution? If you're sitting down too long and there are problems with that, what do you think you should do? I don't know, Dad. Maybe I should get up. You know, I think kids can figure this out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. It's one of those very, very obvious things. And it actually, it's interesting because it goes hand in hand with this other news story that I saw where researchers are now looking into the idea. And I guess it's just a theory.
Yeah.
But perhaps if you have kids exercise, rather than give them ADHD medication, that might be a better alternative.
No, that can't be. These kids are suffering from a lack of hyper-stimulating neurological brain drugs. That's clearly what the problem is with ADHD.
A kid that doesn't want to sit still, has trouble paying attention, let's let them run around for 15 minutes, and that might help.
Good
what a
Lord.
Concept. What Obviously, is, you know these researchers were not parents.
No.
They must not have been.
Yeah. What is this world coming to that they could actually conclude that exercise in children would be good for them instead of ADHD drugs? What is this? I mean, where is Obamacare going to go with this? I don't know. I mean, will they cover exercise?
I don't know.
Will it be covered?
But then again, wouldn't exercise now become an unapproved drug?
Very good point. See, you've been paying attention. You have been paying attention, my friend. Listen, we're about out of time for this hour, but thank you again to Dr. Julian Whitaker. We have we'll get the cannabis juicer on tomorrow if we can with Outside the Box Wednesday and Ty Bollinger. Of course, next hour we're welcoming back from Ecuador Dr. Daniel Newsom, and you can check him out, drnuzum.com, the super earth energy we love so much. I take it every day now. And, of course, Paul Bertiero, there's some science related to the hydrogen that we wanted to get into further, and I think Dr. Newsom has some pretty good clues as to what's going on. So stick around. We'll be right back. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.